The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we had comedian Adam Rosenbach on and learned that Dits likes to change the subject if there is too much talk about strippers.
Exactly. Oh, now it's magpie swooping season.
No one likes this time.
Subject.
No one likes this time. They're more dangerous than the strippers.
So that's where no we got those scratch marks on the magpie.
Yeah.
Dits always wears cable ties on his head when he goes to the strippers just so they can't come within 3 feet of him.
That's right.
Look out, here comes Maggie.
Number four. We learned when Roo used to have his morning fitness group, they got hard bodies thanks to hard rubbish.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with hard rubbish. Dits, you remember the day we were in the rush hour in the afternoons and I used to have a little gym club in the mornings?
Yeah,
and
I came a couple of times.
Yeah, you did. Just a couple. but anyway, one day we were going for a run with about six or eight mates, come across this bargain on the side of the road. It was a kid's swing from, you know, those ones from about the 70s or 80s. Anyway, boys, get around the side, six or eight of us. We ran home about 2 Ks with one of the swings.
It was a working bee.
Yeah, got very light fingers from this house, but anyway.
Number three, we learnt about poo testing for COVID-19.
So they are going through our sewerage, are they?
Testing our poo.
At Bolivar.
Whose job's that?
The poo tester.
You couldn't pay them enough.
You couldn't.
But five truckies in a week. How long are we going to keep this virus out of here?
It's taking the piss.
Well, it's taking the poo.
Number two.
Not the poo, it's actually number two.
Dits got dumped the other day for accidentally swearing on air.
No, mate. Dump. Right, we just had to dump me. I just got dumped.
And this week he got dumped by an actual garbage truck driver.
Garbo now, I reckon it's a plum job. You sit in the truck, you don't get out, you don't move.
Take out the papers and the trash.
We've got a Garbo on the line and I'm right behind you here.
Dits.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy, you're wrong.
Now, Craig, you sit in an air-conditioned truck. Do you ever get out of the truck or do you just sit there and pull up at each bin and push a button?
It's operated by a joystick, no buttons to be pressed, bins under trees.
You must have to stop halfway sometimes and lie down.
We might work 3 hours a day and then go have lunch somewhere or something.
Exactly. You have to churn out 3 hours, do you?
No, I'm talking about you, Dits. Is that what you got?
Number one. We learnt there has been a real issue with names this week. First it was Dits in his celeb news.
Ashton Kutcher and Miley Kunis that don't bathe anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, it's Ashton Kutcher. What did I say?
You said Ashton Kutcher.
If you're going to be a celebrity gossiper, get your bloody names right.
Dits owns a greyhound. No idea what its name is.
Greyhounds, and as I said, I got my little boy Yappity Yap running month from now.
I've spoken to another one of the owners. You don't even know the name of it.
No, it's Yappity Yap.
No. You've got it wrong.
What is it?
Yippity yap.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Don't go back.
Loz has joined the show. Everyone seems to know her name.
G'day, Loz. Hey, ruined Dits.
Even Mick Malloy knows her name.
Get on you, Mickey. Watch him like hawks, Loz. You watch him.
I will.
See ya.
But our very own Iron Hayden, who works with Loz every day.
What have you done,
right,
Lauren?
Say it again,
please. My name's Laura, by the way.
Oh. Laura. Laura.
I'll be over here if anyone needs.
Could you? Yes, remembering names are a struggle, especially for Roo sometimes.
Yesterday, Roo, we met the brand new bachelor. What was his name?
That's a very, very good question.
Roo had trouble with the name of Donald Trump's coronavirus medication.
Chloroquine, sorry.
Roo struggled with client names this week.
Oh, Sprint Auto Parts. Say that again. Sprint Auto Parts.
Roo recently got his Roberts mixed up.
Robert Plant's birthday.
There
you go. It's your birthday today. You share it with Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant.
Is he simply irresistible? Is that him? Or is that someone else?
That is what? Robert Palmer wearing a suit. Different decade, different height, different age.
I'm no good at
music. Leave this segment to me, please.
And what about our Pick the Kick to Win the Tickets contest?
Triple M's. Pick the kick to win the
ticks. Rightio, pick the tick. Here we go.
Picking ticks. Yuck. Have a listen closely here. I think Roo even forgot the name of his own show at one point.
He's back in town and heading to a prelim final. He's going to join us next year on the Brekkie Show.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Nice hosting, Roo.
Told you it was low lights, Dits. Don't worry about that. That's what we do very, very well.
I think we all got to mention that.
It's Ruined Dits.